This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tornadoes have wreaked havoc in Missouri, Oklahoma, Alabama, and elsewhere this spring. And while most people wisely seek shelter when these storms approach, one man and his team have made it their job to get as close as they can. You can learn all about their work in a current IMAX film called Tornado Alley.
The chase is on. For its storm season in Tornado Alley.
Filmmaker Sean Casey and his crew rove the plains in a sort of homemade tank that they call the Tornado Intercept Vehicle. And Sean Casey joins me now to talk about all this from Broken Bow, Nebraska. Sean, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
I've had a chance to see part of that IMAX film, so I understand what that vehicle looks like. But could you do us a favor and just describe it and quickly describe how you go about chasing down these tornadoes?
Yeah, we wanted to get footage that really hadn't been gotten before. And to do so safely, you know, I came up with the idea of building this 14,000-pound armored vehicle that really is kind of a movable tripod to get us and the IMAX camera right into the path of these tornadoes.
So wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand this correctly. You get in this vehicle, get as close as you can, hold the camera out as long as you can, and then basically close up the doors and let the tornado move right over you.
That's the gist of it. You know, we follow the storm, trying to stay ahead of it, and when it drops a tornado, then we pick the road in that spot where we think it's going to cross the road. And usually you have, you know, maybe 20 seconds to stop. And then we have these hydraulic panels that lower to the ground to keep the winds from getting underneath the vehicle. And then we have these spikes that go into the dirt. And then I'm up in that rotating turret on top of the vehicle that I film out of.
You know, you sound like just the side of crazy when you describe
it. Yeah, well, I can understand that, you know. Anybody who's going into a tornado, I mean, there's got to be something wrong with them.
Is there anything that you've learned in traveling the country chasing these tornadoes that helps people understand them or prepare for them?
Well, the secondary mission of the TIV is that we have a science package on board. So we are measuring, you know, the temperature, wind speed, wind direction. And when we chase with scientists, we're sampling what's happening on the ground while they are scanning with their radar the structure above us, because they're very curious about the correlation of what they're seeing above the ground and what's actually happening on the ground.
Do you ever feel like you got too close?
Yeah, I mean, there are times. I mean, it's such a fast-moving environment out here, and these tornadoes can intensify quite quickly. And just this last year, we had that scenario where we couldn't outrun it, and I'm looking back out the turret, and my entire vision is just blackness, and it's the tornado that's catching us, and the trees on the road behind us are dominoing, you know, right off our tail. You know, I don't think I could really describe what I was feeling other than just sheer panic and sheer excitement.
Sean, you sent us a clip of sound from a harrowing encounter that you had just last week. And I want us to listen to this while we talk, and I want you to describe for me what's going on here.
Stop here. Pull up. For a second.
Are we hearing rain or hail there?
That's rain with some light hail. And this is just north of a town called Guthrie, Oklahoma. And we're stopping where we think it's going to cross the road, but we have no idea exactly where it's going to cross the road.
Power flashes.
Where?
Power flashes
right
where? Down this telephone pole. So it's right up here. It's going to cross right in front of us.
Wait. Yeah, here comes the debris. It's rain wrap. It's totally rain wrap.
Hey, rain wrap. Is that when the rain is almost here, circular? It's because the wind?
The rear flanking downdraft is wrapping around the storm, and it's carrying rain with it. It's difficult to see the tornado at that point. You really have to be right next to it to visually see it through the rain.
It's right here, Sean.
Okay, well, let's deploy.
It's moving right at us.
Deploy then. I'm deploying.
No, it'll pass to our south.
Not what I wanted.
Those are actually the hydraulics of the vehicle. We are currently deploying right now.
Holy smokes. You're right, Brandon? You okay?
Yeah.
What happened in this case? Did the tornado wind up coming right toward you, or did you wind up not being in the path of the tornado?
Right there,
No, that tornado passed just to the south of us, probably about 100 yards.
Wow, that was cool.
And it had a lot of debris in it, so it was kind of raining tree branches, and it had gone through a town, so it was still carrying, you know, light debris, like, you know, styrofoam material or trash can lids.
You know, I want to ask you about that. You noted that the tornado had gone through a town. Each one of these tornadoes causes potentially an awful lot of damage, and we've seen that this year. How do you balance chasing these tornadoes, these incredible, you know, acts of nature, and capturing that on film, and the obvious, you know, excitement that you get from that, with the sheer devastation that's left in the path of these forces?
Yeah, I've been chasing since 1999, and you know, we've never encountered a year like this year. It's really taken that excitement and that passion that we feel when we chase, and it's supplanted it with dread of what you're going to find at the end of the chase. But, you know, we're trying to do what we can. We're kind of in a unique situation, you know, being in front of these tornadoes to warn people that we see. And then when these tornadoes do damage, to do search and rescue, because the driver is a Navy-trained medic.
You know, I understand that your crew includes some who were personally affected by the most recent disaster, that huge tornado that just devastated the town of Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah, our navigator and meteorologist, Brandon Ivey, his cousin lives in Joplin, and she had a 5-month-old infant that she took into the bathtub as that tornado destroyed their house, and their house collapsed on top of them. They were pulled out by their husband.
They're okay now.
Yes, yeah, they were pulled out alive, but, you know, that their house was completely destroyed. So, you know, that's another thing we're going to be doing out here for the next 3 weeks is, you know, fundraiser events to raise money for families of Joplin, Missouri.
In the IMAX film Tornado Alley, there is this moment where you're describing what it's like to actually see a tornado. You describe it as something that looks like it shouldn't even occur on this earth. What goes through your mind when you're that close and you see one of those? You know, you're supposed to be filming in that moment, but does that still stir something inside you every single time you see one?
Yeah. Seeing a tornado, you actually see, you know, a real-life monster, you know. It seems like some mythological thing that you are witnessing. And to feel that violence and that chaos, it's kind of liberating in a way. You are overcoming your fear, and you are experiencing something that I don't have the superlatives to do justice to. It's really a spiritual moment.
That's storm chaser Sean Casey. Sean, thanks so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Filmmaker and tornado chaser Sean Casey. His film Tornado Alley is in IMAX theaters around the country right now.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.